Get into the sexual zone. One measure of pure randomness is something called runs. Whenever people try to fake randomly generated numbers, there are ways to tell. Like if some people tried to fake a sequence of randomly tossed coins, there'd be a few clues it was fake, namely the previously mentioned runs. In true randomness, inevitably you get a bunch of heads in a row or a bunch of tails in a row. This is the basis of a lot of gambling strategies: to bet big when you're on a hot streak and bet small when you're not. Not only can you increase your chances of catching a run and riding it until it ends, but you also tend to play with house money. But this is pure coin tossing or purely random things. When human interactions are involved, these runs can last a long time. For example, consider the phrase swinging a hot bat. When you have recent memories of getting a lot of hits, this can increase your chances of getting a hit. You won't be nervous, you'll be calm and relaxed. You'll have a certain positive expectation which will alter your behavior, increasing your chances of getting a hit. The ball will seem to move slower. It will appear fatter, easier to smash out into the outfield or even over the fence. Dating is no different. Not only dating, but flirting. The more people you flirt with, the more confident you'll feel. The more confident you'll feel, the easier it will be to flirt with people. This will continue to increase your positive responses. Consider that this is one of the main secrets of all the YouTube gurus who allegedly have body counts in the hundreds or thousands. They don't have any magic formula or special strategies. They just caught a winning streak and hung on for dear life. They are in a rhythm, swinging a hot bat in the zone, etc. This is also the secret of YouTube street pickup artists. They just talk to a couple dozen people per day until they get into the zone, and they only show the interactions that happen when they are in that zone. But there is a way to significantly strengthen and accelerate that zone, and that is kind of contrary to human thinking. One common recommendation is to make the hoe say no. This is horrible advice. Instead, do the opposite. Talk to her, talk to anybody until you are generating some positive vibes, and then split. You'll be building up a long sequence of events that prove people like you, that people enjoy you, so much that you'll radiate this kind of energy and people will start to approach you. This is a good place to be. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.